In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Having a great time, loving the fun.
You want to see all of the excitement? This is the place, and we're the ones. You want to be yelling like crazy for the guys you love to see? Come on out and join us. This is the place you want to be. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
That's right, baby. We're back.
Nothing puts you in a better mood than that song, man. I'll be honest with you. God, in 14 and 15, when they were making those runs and we were playing that song every day and people were so fired up. I've never seen this town more abuzz than in 14 and 15. And then baseball with the Royals would come on and people would just lose their minds because of what was going on that baseball field. I can't wait till they're doing it at 119th and Nall, man. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's I want to get into that real quick. But yesterday, I forgot to say the story real quick. I was playing golf yesterday at Shamrock Hills in Lee Summit. A buddy of mine, didn't know he was there, Willie Horn, head coach of Lee Summit West, went to high school with him, knows family and all that sort of stuff, goes way back, pulls up, gives me some information about Lee Summit High School, what they did at state, right? We talked about how Lee Summit High School went state and that kid had 457 yards.
Heck yeah.
He was out, like, for the first 8 weeks of the season, like 6-7 weeks of the season, he told me. I did not mean that.
You did not mean
and
that?
I did not. And so they brought him back. He was a wide receiver. And they said, you know what? Why don't we try something else? And they moved him to quarterback/hybrid running back that you can do in like youth sports in college, like you know,
sure.
Glorified running back to the quarterback.
Just take the snap and run type of thing.
Yeah. And that's how they adjusted the rest of their season.
Damn. Yeah, that's wild. That's, awesome. That's adjusting to the personnel that you have. Andy should call him.
That's why I was going to bring that up. But yeah, I told Willie, I was like, well, it's your job now, man. You're Lee Summit West head coach. Lee Summit just won state title, first one in their school. He's like, yep. So when does winter workout start? He goes, after the first of the year.
Yeah.
I'm like, golly, it's like right there.
It's right there, man. It's crazy, this year-round stuff with sports. I mean, and that's why, too, with the Chiefs and even with the Royals back then, like, you don't have that offseason that you're used to having when you're going that deep into the playoffs. And you know, all these other teams are starting their offseason prep, and you're still playing games. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But every once in a while, it's okay to say, all right, we need a break. And I think out at Arrowhead Stadium, they need a break from us. We need a break from them. They need a break from each other. You know, like it's going to be a good, I think, kind of reset for this organization. So hopefully it's a good reset for this organization.
Right. So there was some news yesterday in baseball as they are pretty much getting ready to reset. Winter meetings are a go. We told you earlier that Kyle Schwarber, 5 for 150. And Edwin Diaz, I think it was $69 million.
It was, yes. Yeah. Yeah, or 67.
$69. And then Andy Rogers said the Royals will have a lottery pick 1-6 in the 2006 MLB draft. Results were incoming at the moment on MLB Network. But they're going to have the 6th overall pick in the draft coming up later on this next year, I guess. We're almost to January 1st. Yeah. But, 2026.
June, right?
Yeah, they'll have
All-Star break.
All-Star break, July. Yeah. So they'll have the 6th overall pick. That's a huge win.
It's a huge win. Real quick, I love your hat. Yeah. It's fantastic. If you guys can see it on the screen, they're doing a pop-up bar in Chicago called Little Nero's Pizza on the 35th anniversary of the movie. And so I just noticed it's a sick hat. It really is. Like, if you know, you know. And I think everybody knows. Like, my kids, it's their favorite Christmas
movie. That was
movie,
my post yesterday on Instagram because it came yesterday. I'm trying to figure out where the brand is. It is Imperial Hats.
Okay.
So it's one of those, you know, drunk or stoned moments on Instagram.
Exactly,
I was like, no way.
Yeah.
Clicked on it, ordered it, came yesterday. And I did that exact post. I said, if you know,
right.
New hat.
So, but I think everybody knows. I mean, I don't know that there's a more transcendent movie maybe for the Christmas season anyway than Home Alone. I mean, when my kids are watching it, you're watching it, I'm watching it, my parents are watching it. You know, it's a transcendent type of movie that hits every generation. So
yeah, it's in the top five with like those type of movies like that. Christmas Vacation, It's a Wonderful Life can go. I mean, it's black and white. We still watch it in 2025. Elf is going to go on forever. Die Hard, you can give that one as well.
Yep.
So, yeah. But no, sixth overall pick. Appreciate the love on the hat.
Yeah.
Little Nero's Pizza. It'll be 10:38, please. Keep the change, you filthy animal. Gee, thanks. snakes. Why do I know snakes? Snakes. I know that name, snakes. But, yeah, overall pick, sixth for the Royals. And what's cool about this is that you've seen, did Nick Kurtz go, did he go sixth? Because Cags went seventh, right?
No, Cags went sixth.
Sixth.
Yeah, the Royals had two picks at number six, Greinke and Cags.
Okay, yeah. So I think Kurtz went fourth or fifth. But again, top six, we've seen what baseball has done recently. That's why this is interesting to me. Because what if they get a college player that was solid, and we see what we have seen in baseball with these kids getting – now, Roman Anthony went all the way up through the minors and was just that good. But we've seen college kids go straight from being drafted to by – September, they're on the roster and they're making an improvement to the team. So interesting that the Royals pick at six, and their percentages to pick that high were not very good.
It was 0.84% to get the number one overall pick. And when the number started to come, or the draft was coming out, I'm like, because MLB Network, I think, tweeted like, oh, so I found out this yesterday. You may have known this or whatnot. The lottery is only the first six picks of the Major League Baseball draft. And so they released like 7 through 18 or whatever it was yesterday.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, the Royals are not in there. They're going to get a lottery pick. I mean, how is this possible? I guess when you build the new stadium, they want to make sure that you got good players in there. And so they give you the lottery pick. But the Royals, by no stretch of the imagination, should have been a lottery pick type of team last year. They just missed the postseason. So this is a lottery ticket for the Kansas City Royals, having that sixth overall pick. And so I started to look back. I'm like, who are some of the great number six overall picks? Gary Sheffield, Derek Jeter was picked, Greinke, Bonds. Those were all number six overall. Barry Sanders and Larry Bird in some other sports. Like, you
not
can
bad.
Get, no, you can That's get good. a great player at number six. And like, I was really excited about that yesterday. And then the White Sox have the number one pick. And I texted our friend Gene. I said, don't F it up.
Let's go, Gene.
Because you can't.
Watson,
you got the,
yes!
You've got the number one pick in the draft, man. Don't F it up, man.
Like, we're all watching you.
Or you're all fired. You're all gone.
Yep. Yes,
exactly. So I love having that number six overall pick, man. It's really awesome that they're able to do that because you can do so much. So I'll ask you guys, you want a bat or you want an arm?
Bat.
I think so too. Is that based on last year alone?
Yeah. I know we have the arms. I don't know what we have at bats.
Good point. Yeah, we do have plenty of arms out there right now.
For now.
And that could change. But that's where the Major League Baseball draft is so much different than the other sports, because you looked at what happened last season and you went, oh my God, we couldn't hit. Let's draft a bat. Well, we may not see that bat for a couple of years. The other sports, you're like, oh, we need a wide receiver. Well, you draft when he plays the next year. And in those sports, in basketball, you know, the same way. Baseball is one of those, like, we're making decisions based on what we saw last year, but the draft is not going to really give us a player until maybe at this time next year where we'll see that guy potentially come up. But I would draft the closest to the big league ready bat that is out there right now. I don't know who the consensus number one overall pick is. There's some kid at UCLA that everybody seems to like, this Rock, R-O-C-H.
What is that pitcher, that kid from LSU? I forget what
Schemes?
His name is.
Schemes?
No. Oh. And then you said Larry Bird was a sixth overall pick?
Yeah, they don't have Larry Bird walking through that door, okay?
No, they've got the sixth leading scorer in playoff history for the Celtics. That's Jason Tatum. He'll be fifth. He'll be actually fourth after this playoffs is over. So, yeah, they've got Larry Bird's son, Jason Tatum. I don't think he got that.
I'm gonna say something, and I don't know if this is true, but I don't care. Did he score 1 point after that conversation?
bringing the stats.
When was that said, and when did he
now
get hurt?
Because
we do need to look that up, because if you said that in the next game, he got hurt and is out a year.
I think the reason why we need a bat is, you know, all goes back to...
Nobody.
When we asked Beakley, who do you want hitting third? Remember that question?
Yes.
June 25th. Hey, Beakley, who do you want to see hitting third in this Royals lineup?
Nobody.
So just despondent.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think that.
I mean, he was up at 5:45 changing his topics for his conversation.
Ooh,
at 6:45 today.
Come on.
He's going to lace it up and rip into those wide receivers here in about 15 minutes.
I want to see Beakley go full heel on the city, because the city went heel on Beakley.
Yeah.
But no, back to the Royals. They're also going to have that great time of the year where they show you who's going to be in the candidacy for the Royals Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
So you can vote. You can go to the Royals website. You can actually vote yourself. These are the eligible Royals this year: Carlos Beltran, Lorenzo Cain, Alcides Escobar, Greg Holland, Yordano Ventura, Billy Butler, Wade Davis, Kelvin Herrera, and Joaquin Soria.
Yeah.
Those are the names. And we asked, you did, you said, who's your vote that you would give? You get one.
You get five.
Yeah, but we get one. Yeah.
But
yeah, so, and then we could have a conversation of who we think will get in. I think there's three that will get in this year.
I think there's four that may get in this
year.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. So you're voting for who?
I'm voting for, well, I'll tell you how I came to my vote. Because I looked at the names, and immediately I'm like, Carlos Beltran belongs in the Royals Hall of Fame. He belongs in baseball's Hall of Fame, right? And then I started to think about it.
It's not going to happen because he was linked to tweets.
Well,
it's not going to happen.
It's crazy.
He's going to be a manager, and they just...
Yeah, not going to happen. But I always go back to, like, the Royals Hall of Fame. Can you tell the story of this team and of this era or whoever without this certain player? Can you tell the story of the Kansas City Royals without Carlos Beltran being mentioned ever?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you can. And that's why I didn't vote for Carlos Beltran. And that's why I'm going for my vote. I'm casting it for Lorenzo Cain. And the reason I'm kind of doing it for Lorenzo Cain, because you could go Davis, Herrera, Holland, all these guys that, you know, that you listed. I'm going with Lorenzo Cain for one major reason for me. I didn't appreciate Lorenzo Cain enough when he was here playing, because we were all talking about Hosmer and Moose and Eske and the HDH and all of that kind of stuff. For me, for my money, Lorenzo Cain always seemed to fall between the car seats. And I'm like, we never gave that guy enough love. Now, looking back, Lorenzo Cain was by far the best baseball player on that team, the best athlete on that team. And we saw what happened in 2016 when Lorenzo Cain got injured. They never recovered. And so for me, I don't think we, and I say we, I mean me, appreciated Lorenzo Cain when he was here enough. And now looking back, that guy's a lock for the Royals Hall of Fame. That's why I'm going with Lorenzo Cain.
Mac, who's your vote?
Yeah, I'd go with that too. That was one of my favorite Royals growing up. I just loved the way he was able to run. What an athlete. But, you know, 10-year-old Mac would probably say Billy Butler.
Yeah. Billy Butler's interesting.
I loved Billy Butler growing up.
Because everybody loved Billy Butler. He was drafted here, and his name, Billy Butler.
Country Breakfast. Yeah, it's great.
Can you tell the story of the Royals without Billy Butler? Can you, though? Like 2014, where he's on second, you know? And
you'd know better than me.
Butler became a mockery in 14 and 15.
That's a fair point.
He wasn't on the team in 15.
15, he was not on the team.
And in 14, he was told by Ned Yost, like, hey, buddy, you're not playing anymore because every time you hit the ball, it's a double play.
Yeah.
And then he stole the base, and it was like, ah, look at the big guy.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I think
Billy Butler was... The story of 14 was moving on to the team that was keeping the line moving, which was Haas, Moose, Cain, Escobar, and the bullpen. It was nowhere near was Billy Butler. Billy Butler is a deep, deep cut.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. But I understand 10-year-old Mac going Billy Butler,
no,
right?
No, Billy Butler, Royals history, Royals Hall. Like, if you're doing the Royals World Series, no. Can you tell the Royals franchise history without mentioning Billy Butler? The answer is no.
Fair.
Because when I was a kid... And he and Gordon were drafted back when it took 4 years to bring players up. I was champing at the bit for those two to come up because they were together everywhere in spring training. They were under George Brett's wing, and Alex Gordon, unfortunately, was you talk about comparison to Tracy McGrady, Alex Gordon, poor guy, you're the next George Brett
that
in Kansas
sucked.
City.
I felt so bad
and
for
here's
him.
Kurt Schilling.
Yeah, right, exactly. Welcome to the big
and here's
leagues.
40,000 people that are never going to sit down when you come up to bat. Good luck. You're from Omaha. Here you go. and you're going to wear number 7, and then you're going to play third base.
Right.
But what if I told you in 4 or 5 years you're going to play left field, be the best left fielder in Royals history,
wear number
and
4,
hit one of the most impactful home runs up there with Brett off Gossage?
Yeah, like, I mean,
it really, those are the two biggest home runs in Royals history, in my opinion.
Oh yeah,
I mean, it's not even close. I'm, and I, you could have a legit debate if Gordon's home run over the center field wall of Familia is probably bigger than Brett's off Gossage. Now, at the time, Royals Yankees, and when Brett hit that shot into right field off Gossage, my dad told me before, he's like, you'll never hear Yankee Stadium quieter in your life. And that was back in the 70s and 80s when the Royals and Yankees were, you know, both head-to-head.
It was brutal.
You know, there was two divisions, right?
Yeah.
And then the home run off Familia, because Hosmer made the fumble at first, and then you go back to what Vern always says, is you see what that home run did to that team that year, because as soon as he smacks that off Familia, Hosmer just yells into the ground like, he just picked me up so much. And then, of course, the finger in the air going around first base, and there's no wind.
Yeah, he didn't need the wind. I bet you if we asked George, he would say Gordo's homer was bigger.
No way.
I think he would. George, if you're listening, call us. There's or text me. He may be out of town. But
like, dude, it was off Goose. It was the Yankees.
I know. It was Goose. It was the Yankees. It was Upper Decker at Yankee Stadium. Yeah. I mean, like an upper
tank
shot.
I'd like to ask a 60-year-old what they thought was, because there you were in the prime of your life watching your favorite team.
Yeah.
And then you waited and waited and waited. And then when you thought you were down and out again, kaboom.
Yeah. I mean, like seriously, if you guys want to call in and weigh in on that one, I'm interested to hear what people say. Is it George's home run, or is it Alex Gordon's home run that was the bigger one in Royals history? Because you could make a case for either. The reason I lean towards Gordo is not recent memory. That was the World Series.
Sure. No, I 100%. That's the heavyweight that's in that category.
It's the World Series. And so they don't win the World Series probably if Gordo doesn't come up with that home run, because now they're, you know, thinking about the error that Haas made, and all, you know how that all that
kind of stuff
goes.
You know, it'd be funny if you did cross parallels of sports, bigger play, Wasp or a Gordon's home run.
Ooh. Oh.
Wasp won you a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The home run might have won you the World
Series.
And that was the first Super Bowl.
That's
so
right.
You can't say, well, they had some under their belt. Both were the firsts in 30 years and 50 years.
That's right.
I have to go with the Chiefs. 50s longer than 30. And maybe that's, I mean, I don't know though. I mean, I think people know baseball is our first love.
Big time.
And baseball is romantic. Baseball is stories. Baseball is emotion. Football is, oh my God, you run through a wall, all that kind of stuff. Baseball is that romantic side of things. And those moments hit more in baseball than they do in any other sport. They just do. You know, when the Royals were doing 14 and 15, people were calling the show crying of tears of joy. Chiefs are winning. People are excited. They're fired up, but there's no like that emotional tears that happen. And so, God, it's a tough question, which is the bigger play. I guess because it's the NFL, you have to go, you know, Wasp, I guess. I don't know.
I've always said that football is a cigarette and beer sport.
Yeah.
And baseball is a cigar and brandy.
It is. Yeah.
You sit back, relax, wait for it to happen. Football, you're just like, I'll take another one while you're up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You're nervous. I mean, when we go to the games, the last one was the Colts game. I was with my daughter and I'm like, feel my hands. She goes, why? I go, feel them. Soaked, sweat. I'm like, you don't get that in baseball games, right?
Dad.
You're not sitting there sweating it out on every play. She's like, are you going to die? I'm like, I'm hyperventilating. Like, that's football compared to what baseball is. Baseball is, you're right. It's a smoke a cigarette, relax a little bit, do some stuff in between pitches and cigar and all that kind of stuff.
And we're not going to get that this time. That just got me sad. I love that feeling.
Is Jake trying to weigh in on the play?
The edge of my seat, NFL playoffs. Yeah. Jake's trying to weigh in.
All right, Jake, go ahead, man. You're on the phone.
Legend Likens and Legend Fesco. I love you guys, man. Good morning.
We love you, Jake. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jake.
I'm excellent. I listen to you guys every morning. Sometimes I agree, sometimes I don't.
Perfect.
But today, I think it's a bias thing. You're going to talk to some older guys that say, no way, that was George Brett, that he holds the biggest home run. You're going to talk to young cats like me. They're pretty stupid, actually. But we just say, you know, we lived in that moment. We watched Gordon make that hit. We watched Eric Hosmer pick his soul off the ground because of it.
Yeah.
So, you know, to me, that's where I sit. Gordon's will always be 1.01. And then I want to touch on the Chiefs thing. You said that it was Wasp for you, Bob, right?
Yeah, I think so, because 50 years in the NFL, it's, you know, the NFL's bigger than everything else.
100%.
Yeah.
For me, though, it was that Texans divisional game.
Mm.
It was coming down. being at the stadium going, nope, we still suck. Patrick Mahomes isn't going to do it. We're freaking cursed. And then watching him drag us literally into the playoffs and take us on this big run. I'm going to listen off air. I got to pull up to the job, but I love you guys. Go Chiefs. Go Royals.
Jake, you're the man. Jake, you're the man. You're the man. For those of you that want to go back in time.
Keane swings, line drive, left center field. This is going to go all.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
All the way to the wall. Orlando scores. Escobar scores. Zobrist scores. Lorenzo Cain drives in three, and the Royals have five in the 12th inning.
There you go. Coming up on the other side, we'll get to our weekly poll session here on 96.5 The Fan. You're home for Kansas City Sports.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.